Welcome to Real Estate New. I'm your host. I've got Valerie with me. You know, it's going to be an exciting show, and you know, we're going to have some valuable Valerie with valuable information. I've started that. We got to remember that.
Very good.
Stay tuned. We're going to be right back after word from our sponsors. Yeah. Welcome back to Real Estate New. And we just came up here. What about a good slogan? Valerie bringing the value. That's pretty good, isn't it?
I like that. Yes, I like that. I'll remember that.
Yeah, it could be a deal. Right here on Cool 100, brought to you by, that's pretty good, huh?
I like that.
You know what? Okay, let's, and I go to all this, especially the last couple of years, it's kind of like a waste of my time, I'm guessing, because I'm listening to all these high-powered speakers. I mean, they pay lots and lots of money to bring these speakers in.
Yes.
And the last guy was like $25,000, to give his opinion. Well, his opinion was all this stuff was going to happen in 2017. Remember the first of the year? I said, Valerie, come on, do the show. I'm going to tell you all this great stuff I was told.
Yeah.
And I believe it. We thought rates are going to go up. The Dobbs strength's going to go away, and on. But then I thought, okay. But I called you. So can you do the radio show with me? And you said we're going to have to do this, that. So we're going to talk. I thought, on the way over, I was thinking, it's getting closer to October than it is anything else. It's September.
Yeah.
Nothing's really happened, has it?
No. It's been a very the whole year has interest rates. Everybody's been expecting it, and nothing
planning
is actually,
on it.
Yeah. Planning on it, expecting it, and really, they're still where they were. I mean,
what are rates today?
Yeah, we're right around 4%. Maybe an eighth or quarter below, or eighth or quarter
above.
What's
the lowest rate you made ever? And I'm going to say ever, being in the last 2 years, probably.
Probably 3.25 on a 30-year.
Mine was 15.
Yeah, but now this was like years ago. Okay. It wasn't recently. Recently.
So I almost got your best rate.
Recently,
ever.
I mean, if you got in the threes, it was good. It was good. And the interest rates are still good. I mean, the interest
rates. Threes
exactly.
was good. Threes yeah. is the fours. Fives is good.
We talk about the bond loans, and the bond loans are in the fives. And people are like, oh my God. And I said, but if you sit and figure up that they're giving you your down payment, you figure up the difference between the interest rates.
I want to talk about bond loans in a minute separate, because that's a whole. And really, that's what we want to talk about is people. And because even though things are kind of the same, they're not the same, because it seems like people have less spending money. But before we get there, I want to talk about where we're at now. Where we are, where we've been is some of the best rates ever. 2013 is, if you look at the charts, it's off the charts as far as real estate in San Angelo, Texas. We were down to less than 100 houses on the market. Now we're about 460, something like that, which is still, if you remember back in the late 70s, early 80s, mid 80s.
Right.
We were over 600 houses on the market.
So where's the 400 compared to where it was a couple of months ago?
It's been pretty stable. In fact, last 2 years.
It's been pretty much consistent.
It's been real consistent. The upper end, and I'm talking $500 up, $1,000 in price, has been pretty slow.
Right.
$200 and down, I'm going to say $200 to $150, maybe. $150 below is a great market. And you get below $100.
You get everybody wanting to buy them.
If it's a clean, neat house.
Right.
But if you watch, if you watch Channel 9, just say you're bored as can be, and you go to Channel 9 and you watch it, you're going to see a lot of properties that, that's $120,000.
Yeah.
And if you've never looked at a house in your life, you're going, that's not worth $120,000.
Okay, let me tell you. If people are on Channel 9, this is one of my pet peeves, because every once in a while I'll turn over to Channel 9, is clean your house before they take pictures. Nothing bugs me more than to see dirty dishes and an unmade bed on television.
But there's a lot of houses that probably are not in the right price range, is what I'm saying.
I see a lot of people asking for pre-approvals on the same houses.
Wow!
If they're more reasonable price houses, like under 200, you'll have a lot of people that are going for the exact same house.
In fact, you're doing the one on Aspen. In fact, there was two offers on it within 2 weeks because it was priced right.
Right.
And a lot of those. In fact, we want to talk about that. And we list houses. Expect this under 200.
Right.
Full price, asking for closing cost, and we still have. And I want you to help. And see, I like this. I said, no, you're not paying. For the closing cost, because would you have taken $2,000 less for your house? And they say, yes.
Right.
Well, then the buyer's paying full price, so who's really paying the closing cost?
Exactly.
But how many sellers go, why should I pay his closing cost? Yeah. Well, are you paying it? Are you not? Who cares? Yeah. Are you selling your house?
As long as you're selling your house and netting what you want to net, who cares?
That's exactly what the real deal is.
Because I'm seeing most everybody wants their closing cost paid.
Wants or has to.
Yeah. Well, probably 75% have to. There's no choice. The other part want to for a reason, like they're going to do repairs to the house, or their money is being spent somewhere else that
or
makes
buy
them
or
exactly whatever the case may be. So yeah, I think sellers that's just the market right now, because I'll have a lot of people come in. They'll say, the sellers, you know, I'm not going to pay nothing. I'm like, you want to sell your house? I'm going to tell you, you're probably going to be offered with closing costs because it's just the norm right now.
Well, and especially in San Angelo, and I want you to talk about what's the different financing options, but that's what people need.
Yes.
You know, in fact, if you look at it's taking a turn now because credit cards are so readily available. But if you remember a long, long time ago, Sears, their whole marketing plan was they came out with, they had a product like everybody else.
Right.
They came out with credit.
Right.
They said, okay, Scott, you want to buy this chainsaw? And I said, yes, I do. Can you afford it? No, I can't. I go, can you afford $10 a month? Yes, I can.
Can you pay for that over a 30-year period?
Yes.
And the answer was yes, I could.
Well, I was too stupid to know, yes, I can afford $10. But I didn't ask for how long.
Right.
But their whole thing was the financing. So they made it where you could. So
exactly.
Guess what? Then they started being able to sell their product.
Right.
Same thing with houses. If you have a financing, and that's all we need, valuable Valerie.
There you go. I love that. Yes.
And because if they can't get you can get all the, you know, you can want all you want to, but if you can't get the ability to buy,
right,
you can't get the house. So, folks, you can say, well, if they can't pay me cash, then you don't have very many buyers, folks.
No.
Especially in San Angelo,
yeah,
Texas.
When you see people that say cash or conventional, it's going to take out
90.
Yeah, it's going to take out a large percentage
90%.
Of your buyers, because most of our buyers are FHA, VA, or something such as that. Conventional is not where the majority of our buyers are at.
So, I mean, we want the majority of the people.
That's
the
right.
The bigger the market, the better the chance of selling.
Right. That's exactly
and what I was bringing up on these pictures, and the cleaner the house.
Yes.
You know, and I tell people,
when it's a nice house, then everybody wants it.
They go, well, I don't have to clean my house up. I said, no, ma'am, you don't. We'll just reduce the price.
Yeah.
Well, I want the best price. Then you have to clean your house.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to take those pills. Then you're not going to get well.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get well. Then you have to take the pills.
Yeah.
You can't have it both ways.
That's exactly right.
You get to
right.
pick which way, though.
They're
not going to make you do it.
No, that's exactly right, though. But I think selling the house is... You just need to follow the advice of the realtor.
And the lender.
Yeah.
And let's go back to going to the lender. And they say, Scott, why are you making me go to the bank first? Why do I have to do this? And in a million years ago, we didn't. You know,
right. Used to, we were the last person you came to, not the first person came to.
And I've totally changed my training. In fact, we do our stuff. They go, well, Scott, okay, well, I'm doing the net sheet. I go, how do we do it? I go, you go to the bank and you get them to help you.
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to shout. So I'm going to tell you, this is so weird. I just gonna look at me and give me this dirty look. Sellers, I'm going to tell you real close. I'm talking escrow, everything. If you look at it, and this is normal, I can't price everybody's stuff or do it. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just saying a normal, coincidental, this is what works out. If you say 10%
yes.
on a normal deal, 10%, it's going to be so amazingly close.
Right.
It's just weird.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking taxes. But anyhow, taxes, it's going to be close. You say, well, you were a percent off. 1% is not that bad.
No.
Or 2%. Whatever. I mean, I'm pretty darn close, okay?
Right.
But just to get a round deal. But because of depending on what kind of loan they're getting, depending on when that's what Valerie's going to fix and really get into in a minute. You know, but here's why. And I tell my brand new agents, let's go down there. I said, I'm going to tell you why I'm doing this now. And they go, why, Scott? I said, because one, it's going to make you go get them pre-qualified. So you've already got, your soot. They've already gone to the bank. That takes care of a lot of worries.
Yes.
And we've talked about that before. Because if you're already pre-qualified, I'll tell you right now. The software we had on Aspen, the realtor that brought it. I heard it was Claire. She was on the phone. And they said, are they pre-qualified? She goes, they're pre-qualified with Valerie. She goes, no problem then, period.
Yeah.
And I heard her present the offer. She goes, they're pre-qualified with Valerie. That's not a problem. Best lender in San Angelo. Ooh, I probably should have said that on radio.
Woohoo, valuable
Valerie. that's what I heard her say. So,
yeah.
Okay, now how did the seller feel?
So the seller
took the offer.
Yeah.
And he had two offers.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, the other wasn't pre-qualified.
Right.
I'll tell you that.